start Rabbi Yochanan. Before I start Rabbi Yochanan, I just want to digress for a minute and read you a Mishnah Brura regarding La Yishpach Adam Mei Bayrei V'Acherim Srichen Lai. We learned this Gemara yesterday that a person shouldn't waste something that other people could use. Mishnah Brura's case is probably not Nagab is Manazeh, but the message is Mr. Brewer's in Hilchas Tzitzis, Simin Tezvav, Sivkat and Gimel. He talks about someone who is changing the tzitzis on his baged for nicer ones. Muta lohasa tzitzis velosis tateim yaisa noem. A person is allowed to change his tzitzis, even though they're kosher, just to put on nicer ones. So Mr. Brewer says, Da'oid, debemokim shat tzitzis heim shleimim, if the tzitzis are whole, and when you take them off, you can put them on a different baguette, but you're switching them because they're not nice enough for you. Yesh min ha'achreidim shekasvu, yizayar lahatir ha'ksharim v'akricha shalem, v'loy lafsikam v'lakrayayisam. When you take the tzitzis off your present baguette, don't cut them off, but undo them, undo the knots, undo the kriches, and take them off so that they should be whole. Kedesh ala yichlaisam, so you don't ruin them. Ukvar amru chazal, la yishpach adam mei bayrei, v'acherim tzrichim lahem. And he brings our Gemara, la yishpach adam mei bayrei, v'acherim tzrichim lahem. So he's saying that when you want to cut off the tzitzis, don't cut them off, unwind them. He says, if it's hard for you, it's mutter. But today, I don't think if you unwind your tzitzis, any acherim tzrichim lahem, I don't think anybody is going to be interested in your tzitzis. Nevertheless, the idea that a person is achroi not to destroy something that other people could use seems to be a chi of gomor, and I don't know exactly. I'm sure it applies. You waste a lot of things, but it's what it's saying here is you shouldn't throw out your old clothing if the thrift shop could use it. What? So I was wondering if it's baltashkis or. I was thinking about Baltashas. I was thinking about Zenahan of Zalei Chaser also, in a way. Baltashas, running a tree is an Issa Deraisa. Wasting other things, a Machlekes Rishayim, if it's an Issa Deraisa. It's only an Issa, to just destroy things that are usable. Now the point here is something that's usable, if you bother to put it in a place where someone else is going to use it, whether that's what we're learning in our Gemara is that you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to. It's a halacha, not just a muster. What? So
there's a tircha to do it.
There's a tircha. Then that's so how much of a tircha is it to do it? I would think if a person's matriach to get himself an ice cream, that amount of tircha you can do to drive somewhere and pick it up. You could do to. If there's such a matzias that you know you take your old clothing and you drop it off in a shop where somebody will use it again, that much tircha you should be obligated to do. It depends. The tircha it's relative. A person comes to Rabbi Shalom says it was a tircha, and then he does the same tircha for Narishkeit, and it's not an excuse that's a tircha. No? He could do what he wants, but the teretz that everything's a tircha, if you look at it that way, there's nothing in the world that's a tircha.
He's getting
enough
and not going.
Okay, I guess it depends how much of it. It's always a bigger tircha to unwind it than to cut it every single time. So I guess it depends. He says that it's a tircha be'enov is a vashim. So, okay, at any rate, let's get back to the Yevamis sugi here. Amar Rav Yechanan. So, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yechanan Bai. I did see also B'Shem Rav Aaron, that someone is driving somewhere and doesn't pick up people on the way, he's over on Layishbachata Meibayre, on the other seats in the car. That he's wasting the other seats on the car, you're driving somewhere, and yeah, you're waiting at the bus stop. The Lashon Rav Aaron said was tramping. Right? And there's Israel, they call a hitchhiker a tramp, right? So he said, if you don't pick up tramping, you're over on Layishbachata Meibayre, Vacherim Tzvichonlai. You have a seat in your car and it's just staying empty, and that's also a tircha, you also have to stop, no? But it's takan avla. I don't know. Sometimes we're so involved in ourselves, we don't think about it. But there shouldn't be any frum yid waiting at a bus stop on Coney Island Avenue. No, always frum yid and going down Coney Island Avenue. Some of them are going to Manhattan, but the ones that are going from Avenue J to Avenue West, Avenue S to Avenue J, should be picked up every day. So we think of it as a nice thing. The Gemara seems to say it's a fiyu gomer. I told you, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if a person doesn't do it, he gets malchus for it. What? The guy's going to say, no, the guy thinks you know the guy. If you stop and pick up someone, the guy assumes you know that fellow. He's picking. You do know him. It's just an excuse. What? It's malchus Rabbanan, he means. As the Beishmol says that here in the Shulchan Aruch, where it says, the Beishmol says if someone is miyabim the is mechayvus on the ksheira, so malkin at the left lashon Beishmol malkin. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yechanan Boi, Hamazik Rishasai Mishanisis Tzarasa Mahu. Same thing all over again. No. Same thing, we just had this Gemara. So there's a basic difference between the previous Gemara and this Gemara. The previous Gemara talks about whether it's called Tumah. Tumah Ksiv Bakarayis. That was the previous Gemara. Gorla yesterday talks about whether a Mazagur Shasa is a Tmeya and she hasn't been Erva, finished. This Gemara assumes she's not a Tmeya. Presumably, how can you assume she's not a Tmeya? We're going like the Rabbanim. Kimidi Yakar Yakar, the Rabbanon say Mazag Rishasa is not a Tmeya. So I would say Mazag Rishasa is a regular lav. So the previous Gemara, which talked about whether she has a Shem Tumah, is gone. That's the previous Gemara. A new Gemara, a new Ibayan. Rav Yechanan Bar, yeah, Mazag Rishasa, Mishanis is Tzarasa Mahu. What's the din of the Tzar? Amalei Rabami, Tibay Lacha Higufa. Why don't you ask about the Grusha herself? What does the Gemara mean? The Grusha herself is an Isalav. On an Isalav, we do Yibam Mechalitza on an Isalav. So, Tibay Lacha Higufa, if the Gemara Higufa like Yibayali, Darmina Kavachayme, Bemutala Asura, Ba'asala Le Koshkin. So we have here a Geshmaka Kavachayme, very mistaver, that what? That Bemutala Asura, you speak out the Kavachayme, Bemutala Asura. When you mazik rishasai, so she becomes asa to her husband, even though she was originally mutter to him. When she went and married someone else, she became asa to this husband. So ba'asula to her brother-in-law that she was asa even before she married someone else. Like Kolshkein, that she's asa, she doesn't fall to Yibam. So we have here this kal v'chaymer b'mutala asura ba'asula like Kolshkein. What about the tzara? Mi olim kal v'chayme lemitchi tzara eilai. Now these words, mi olim kal v'chayme lemitchi tzara, what does that mean? Is the kal v'chayme strong enough to push away the tzara? What do the words mean? Very hard to figure out the svara of this. Is the kal v'chayme strong enough to push away the tzara? What does the Kavachem have anything to do with the Tzara? Let's try to figure this out. What's Pesh Peshat in the Gemara? You have here, what's the case? You have a man, he's Mazag Rishasai. He divorces a woman, she marries someone else, he takes her back. He also has another wife. Then he dies. So we have to say, what's his din? So we say, on his Grusha that he took back, nothing doing. It's Kal v'chaymer. She's a chas into the yava. On the tzara, what's the shayla about the tzara? It's hard to understand this gemara. Mi olam kal v'chaymer l'mitchi tzara. There is no kal v'chaymer by the tzara. Where do you have a kal v'chaymer here by the tzara? It's a davar pella poshim shat in the gemara. Mi olam kal v'chaymer l'mitchi tzara. I lie. It's very hard to understand. The second lashon says the reverse. Nachem b'Yisrael masni hachi am Reb Chiya bar Abba by Reb Yechon Azim Shasim says ma'al amal Reb Abi tibal chatzarasa tzarasa like him by lo loyom kavachaim lemichitzar. So that the second lashon names on for pashtus the kavachaim doesn't apply to the tzar. He can buy lehigufa. Yom kavachaim makamitzvay lai. But what are the words mi'olam kavachaim lemichitzar? Could the Kal V'chaima push away the Tzara? Would Kal V'chaima have zero to do with the Tzara? It has nothing to do with the Tzara. So it's a Dava Pella. Why? What's going on? Poshib Shat in the Gemara.
That the Kal V'chaima. Why can you say that once she Osir, Samil's like an Erva, so now that Kal V'chaima that makes him to an Erva, does now that push away the Tzara
before? So the Kal V'chaima doesn't go on the Tzara. We have to go with such a Mahalach, like you're saying, that the Kal V'chaima should go on the Erva. And should go on the Mazgur Shasi and make her an Erva. Your thinking is good, but it needs one Nakuda, which I'm trying to explain. This Kasha is in the Kaivitzaris in Rebbe Chanan, Simen Dalet, Isiyot Aleph. And he asks, Bechlal, where do we ever have a Ptur Tzara? If a man has two wives, and one of the two wives is not shayach to the yibum, why should that affect the second wife? Why should that affect the second wife? What does that have to do with the second wife? In this mesechta, the whole mesechta Yevamis, I think there's only one limud to pater a tzara, and that's litzrar, right?
Already.
Each man diyamer. Okay, we had before bein erva. Already. We have one limud to pater a tzara. Pashtus, a tzara shouldn't be pater. We have a limud to pater a tzara from litzrar, that when she's off, so the tzara is off as well. That's by an erev. The question is, that mazig rishasai is not an erev. Mazig rishasai is a salav. Why should a lie Isurilav do pater etzara? Why should a Isurilav pater etzara? So Rabbi Chanan makes the following chilik, that the Issa Mazig Rishasai is different than all of the other Isurilav and Isurilav. In what way? Every Isser Lav and Isser Asay is an Isser Bia. It's an Isser to be Bayal. We had on Dafkimo and Taisis, whether it's Isser Vayavay Aleha or to take her. But he calls it an Isser Bia. Every Lav and Asay is an Isser to be Bayal, this and this person. Memela is an Isser to do Bia, so you can't do Yibum. Yibum requires Bia. And since you can't do Bia, so Mimela, you can't possibly be Miyavim. Mazig Rushasai is different than everything else we've learned. Mazig Rushasai, the Isser is not the Maisa Bia, Mazig Rushasai. If a man is going to be Bayal, his Grusha. He's Megarisha, she marries someone else, she gets divorced, he's Bayal. He's not over on Mazig Rushasai. He wasn't Mazig Rishasai. He didn't remarry his Grusha. The Isser Mazig Rishasai is an Isser in the Kicha. It's an Isser in the marriage. So it's different than all Isseri Lavim and Isseri Yasei. It's an Isser in the Yachas, in the marriage, in the Yibam. The Yibam itself is the thing that becomes Asa. Having the shaykhis is the thing that becomes us. Now, Mazig Rishasai normally is by a husband. It's Ishus. So we're saying a Kal V'chaymer. Madach, b'mutala nesra, she can't have a chibur of Ishus. Basla Koshke, she can't have a chibur of Yibum. The lekoshkein is not under ma'aseh biyah. The koshkein is under marriage. Zakcha b'chanan, mazik rushasai is an issa on the marriage. Memela, it's similar to an erva. An erva is an issakaris. By issakaris, we find also in kedushin types of the chayvei krisus. By an issakaris, we find that the yachas, the ishus, between the man and the woman is not shayach. A man who gives kedushin to his sister, besides is an issabiyah on his sister. But it's not shayach, there's no metzias of a marriage to a sister. Memela, the Gemara is saying, Mi olam kal v'chayma lamit chitzara. The Gemara is saying, is the kal v'chayma enough that we should say that the iser of mazik rushasai, which authors the yibum, not al tzeiser nemaisabia, but al tzeiser in the yachas of being miyabim, that should be similar to an erva. What's an erva? Someone's daughter forced him to yibum. The Torah says, just like you can't be miyabim your daughter, you can't be miyabim the tzara. What is that? That the iser is an iser, not just on the maisabia, it's iser on the yachas to the daughter. So memela, that type of iser, we have litzrar, that path is a tzar. So Rabbi Chanan, the Gemara here is saying that the iser mazik rushasai, which is doyma la'aroya, is in this one prat, it's unique. Every other iser lav and iser asay is an iser of bia. So here, the iser is iser in the yachas, in the ishus of the yavama. So Mamela, it should be similar to Arayas. You should be able to learn it out of Arayas. That's how Rebbe Chanan teaches pshat in the Gemara. The olim kal v'chayma lamit chitzar. The kal v'chayma is strong enough to throw mazik rushasai into the pasuk of litzrar, into the issa erva, which is an issa in anybody who has this type of a yachas of one to the other. Kedushin is typhus. It's not quite the same. But there's an iser on the... If it would be totally like an erva, then it would be an ibaya. The ibaya is that it's similar in one way. It's similar in one way to that, and therefore, that's the question. I don't think we want to set sign a stam Gemara generally like Rabbi, who we don't pass them like. It'd be nice to say that the Gemara only shows a Rabbi, so we have a stam Gemara. That's why the Rambam brought that Rabbi. But the Gemara says Rabbi only shows a Rav Shimon, we don't pass them Rav Shimon, so we have problems with that. Now, this Rav Chanan, Ois Yod Aleph, is very similar to another Rav Chanan, also Simon Dalet Ois Yod. Just in Ois Yod, he phrases the question differently. Ois Yud, he has the following kash. What's the kal v'chaymer? B'mutala asura, b'asala l'kolshke. B'mutala, it's an isalav. Right? B'mutala is nazik rishas, it's an isalav. There's a rule by kal v'chaymer that dayoy l'ba min hadin liyaz kenidayim. It's such a rule by a kal v'chaymer. If you learn A from B, A can't be more chama than B. Right? If you take an isalav and you learn a kal v'chaymer to something else, that something else gets the same iser and isalav. So, frech Rav Chanan, what is the kal v'chaymer? That madach b'mutala asura with an isalav. Be to the brother-in-law, alachas kama v'kama, what? There should be an isalav. So now there's only an isalav at the end of the day. So, frech Rav Chanan, we passed him like Rava, a chafa mibes, Yisuri lavim amiyabim. There is yibum by Yisuri lavim, min atayra. Right? It's a lav, we do yibum too. And we don't do, lamaisa, we do chalitza, we're afraid be rishayna to be ishniya. But the din taira is Yisuri lavim do have. So, frek trouble chanan, that what is this kavachayma going to help you? You're going from an isalav and a kavachayma, lagabe yibum. Lagabe. The Gabi the brother-in-law, the Gabi Yibam. So that Vaita is only in Isalav. If it's only in Isalav, so again, we should say, Asay Deichalai Sasei. Every Lav, we say, Asay Deichalai Sasei, and you do Yibam in Atayr. So here also, make a kavachaymer. All you're learning out is that it's a laugh. Dayay labam and adin li'ez kenidayin. So how's it patterning you from Yibam? I say dechel to say Yibam is daichi surei laughing. Growling attention. So he answers in a similar way to what he answers in Isaiah Aleph. But he answers with a Knesh different. He answers the following. He says, when do you say I say dechel say? When the lav is an iserbia. You're not allowed to be by a mamzer, mamzeres. It's a lav for a man to be by a mamzeres. When there's an issa lav on the nice bia, you could say, I say, daicha lois, I say. The say knocks off, this lois, I say. Here, the kalvachaymer is not that there's a lav on the bia. The kalvachaymer is teaching us that there's no yibum. It's gufa teaching us there's no yibum. By mazagrusha say, again, the marriage is what's asa. So by yibum, the yibum is asa. The kavachayma teaches us that there's an issa yibum. When you have a limud that there's an issa yibum, you can't say, I say to Chalaisa, say it's mutter to be miyabim. The limud is gufa on the yibum, that there can't be yibum, you can't be miyabim. If the limud is gufa on the fact that you can't be miyabim, so then you can't do yibum. You can't say I say dechalaisa say. If the Torah is telling you don't do yibum, then you don't do yibum. Then there's no svaris of I say dechalaisa say. If the Torah doesn't say, so you just say here's an I say, here's a laisa say, and one to the other. But when the Torah says beferish, when the Torah says something behedya, so there's no shaila, right? No one's going to come and say I say dechalaisa say. So in order for me to shake a luliv, I'm allowed to steal somebody's luliv. I say dechal is to say no. Why can't I steal someone's luluf to mekayim an essay?
It's not beferish the yibum. So there's two different things.
It's beferish.
No, the isra lav is on the
on the what?
On the marriage.
On the marriage, yibum is a marriage. Right, but the kavachaymer is just like the husband is not allowed to have a marriage relationship with her. So too. His brother can't have a marriage relationship with her. That's on the Yibam. Isn't it? Kavachayim is on the Yibam. The Kavachayim tells us that you can't do it. What about my kasha? Why can't you steal a little bit? What?
It's two different things.
It's
not the... It's two different things. By stealing...
Shatnas and sits is also two different things.
But you can't... Being the kind of mitzvah at the same time as the Shatnas.
It's not beidne. So do beidne. As I pick it up to steal it, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Teretz is we have a beferish limud to exclude a stolen lulav. If you have a limud, so you cannot say I say dagalaisa say. You didn't need lachem on the first day, or because mitzvah the other day. If you have a beferish limud, you don't say I say dagalaisa say. When you don't have a beferish limud and you have to figure it out yourself, then you say this is what I say. This is what I say. What do I do? But when you have a beferish limud, you don't say svaris. What? So here the kavachaymer Rabbi Chanan says is going on. What's the kavachaymer? Madach, the husband who was mutter to her, is now not allowed to have a husband-wife relationship with her, yishus with her. Certainly, the brother-in-law who was always asked to her can't have a husband-wife relationship with her. That means he can't do yibum. So the limud is that you can't do yibum. The kavachaymer though, the kavachaymer is the extension. But the kavachaymer is telling us you can't do yibum. You can't be husband-wife with this woman. It's not like other lavim. Other lavim, let's say mazagur shasai, a saita. What is there? There's a lav, and not mazagur shasai, kayin grusha l'kayin. Say a grusha l'kayin head. There's a lav. What's the lav? The lav is... Okay, he's not allowed to be bailed. He's not allowed to be bailed a grusha. So that's a lav. And then there's an assay. So we say of yibum. So we say assay, dechalaisa say. You have a lav, it's not do yibum. You have an assay, which is a mitzvah of yibum. So you say this outweighs that. But with the Torah behedya from the kavachaymer, which is their isa, they knock something off, so then it's gone. You're not going to offer it. The Torah Behed is telling you, don't do it. Don't tell me svaris. The Baruch Hashem is saying, don't do it. Yeah, this seems to go with the Mahalach that the Kinyan is the mitzvah, not the Bia. This Rabbi Chanan stims with the Tzad that the Kinyan is the mitzvah, the Ishus is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Bia. Is that true? If the mitzvah is the Bia, does the Rabbi Chanan stim? The mitzvah of the Maisa Bia, does it have to be a Bia that brings to Ishus, or could it be a Bia that doesn't bring to Ishus? It's not clarifying. But okay, it's certainly smoother if it's the mitzvah is the Ishus, which was the more klar shita. We have klar rishayim who hold the mitzvah of the Ishus. So, okay, this is what Rabbi Chanan says on these two nekudas. Each nekudah is gebayt on the idea that this sugya, mazik rishasa, is different than everything we had till now. Everything we had till now are isurim, not in the relationship. Here it's in this end of the relationship. So the Gemara has two versions of the first ibaya, two versions of the second ibaya. And again, up on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara Yud Beis Amid Aleph is word for word what we had earlier. We had yesterday, amalei tenisua, hoysa achas ksheira v'achas psula. Same as before. If possible, means the kahuna. Kimli dechazi may nafkala mina. Since it's right to him, what's the difference? Ela lav ksheira ksheira lei psula psula lei. Umay mi amazig rishasai. Salamai. It's a case of amazig rishasai. Ketanim hay miyab miyam l'ksheira. So it's a raya. The same raya we had earlier. Everything about our life. Ksheira l'alma, psula l'alma. We're talking right to a kayin, not right to a kayin. Two women fall to a man, one is right to a kayin and one is not. With the kamer, kibbutz l'dinei chazi, may nafka l'imina. Aye, he's not a kayin. What does he care? Teretz is, Mishun Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kan Shana Rebbe, Lo Yish Bechad, Amei Bayra, Yivachem, Tzrich Lohem. So here also, you're not allowed to be mechaylitz to the ksheira, because you're going to pass the lalakun. That's one raya. Tashmat, again, word for word the same. Amazig rishasei mishanissis. Hi vitzarasa chelatzes. Hi vitzarasa sakadaitach. Elayma oihi oitzarasa. Velav tirutzei kamatatzis lai tiritzachi chelatzes tzarasa. Tiritzachi hi chelatzes tzarasa chelatzes emisyabemis. Same terrace as before, that once you have to change a girsa, what's the difference how you change a girsa? Period. So these 15 lines are the same as we had in the previous Amid. And again, the rayas are not conclusive. And that's the end of the sugya. So we end up not being paishit this ibaya. That's the way it ends up. It's a shayla. I saw a shayla as follows. A man has two wives. No relatives, nothing. A regular man has two wives. And one of the women does chalitza to him. He goes through chalitza with one of the wives. That's the halacha, right? The man has two wives, he falls to yibum. So one woman does chalitza. The woman who does chalitza is not allowed to marry a kohen. Right? Grusha v'chalutza, l'kohen hedyet, is awesome. L'kohen hedyet is awesome. So she can't marry a kohen. What about hatzara? Could the tzara marry a kayin? It's a funny case. Tzara's chalutza. So what I had seen, that's what I'm talking about here. So what I had seen was, it's a letter of the Chazay Nish. I don't know if it's printed in the Chazay Nish or not. But one of the Likud Svarim brought a letter of the Chazay Nish that the Shayel tainted the following. We learned that when one tzara does chalitza, shlichusa dekula nashi. When one tzara does chalitza, she's a shliach for all of the women. So he tainted that if one of the wives does chalitza, it's a shlichus for all the women, so every woman should be a chalitza. If one woman doing chalitza, I mean, has two wives, he has 10 wives, and one does chalitza, shlichusa dekulu, Shlichus de kulu. So they should all have a chalutza. They should all be asa l'kayim. That was the time. So the Chazon Ish said that it's not emes from our Gemara, from the Mishnah that the our Gemara is quoting from that Memdal, was a Memdali. That what do we have here? Two women fall, achas ksheira v'achas psula. So we're saying do chalitza to the psula. Why? What does that mean? La'ish b'chad me'bayi ra'chayim tzrichalai means if you can do chalitza to the ksheira, she'll become asa to a kayin. If you do chalitza to the psula, then the ksheira remains kosher to a kayin. So we see here behedya that a tzara whose other tzara did chalitza doesn't become asa to a kayin. Period. The Ferish Mishnah, Ferish Halacha, you have a Psak. What about the Taina? What about the Taina? That it's a Shluchus de Kula Kavdi. That if you're a Shliach, what would happen? A woman makes somebody a Shliach to do Chalitza for her. She should become Asa to Kain. Say a woman makes a Shliach to go get a get for her. So of course she becomes Asa. Right? A woman makes a Shliach to be Kabbal a get. She becomes a grusha, shulchan shalom kabaisa. So what about by chalitza? If she chusa the kula ka'avdi, why doesn't she become aser? What? You shliach did a ma'isa. It's far you're right. What about the language of Shechusa Tekula Ka'avdi? So what you're really saying is that it's not as literally a Shlichus. We had, if you remember, the Stipler said that it doesn't mean literally Shlichus. It means one does it and the Zika comes off all of them. So this would seem to be a Raya that's not Mamish Shlichus. Would seem to be a raya. It's not shlichus mamish. It's funny. Chazon Ish doesn't say that. He just brings the raya. A lechayra de payal yaitze would be, like the Stipler said, that it's not literally shlichus of the kula. It's not literally shlichus of all of them. Could be.
It's a shlichus that one of them has to do it. So we all have to participate. In one of us. All the stars have to participate in one of them being a kula. So the map that. She had
chalitza. There's no shluchah on kabaisa.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's what this type is saying. Like by Yibum, they're not all married to her. Even though it's shlichus, they're not all married. So by chalitza also, they're not all married. Which really turns out that's not a real shlichus. They're not all married. Rabbi Yehuda is masculine, and he still holds shlichus as literal. So it's a shlichus of the kiyum mitzvah, not for the payal yaitze. Also, maybe the same thing here. That's what you're saying. It's a shlichus for the ma'aseh mitzvah, but the result that you're a chalutz, you're not a chalutza. That's probably true. Okay, we're saying it's probably a good answer. I had a different teretz, but it sounds right. That even if you say it's shlichus literally, it's only a shlichus to do the mitzvah. Shlichus for the result, not a shlichus for the result. Okay. What was I going to say? I was going to say chalutz is a drabbanon anyway, so it's no raya. Like most rishayim, rishon chalutz of a kayin, grush is their raya, so chalutz is drabbanon. So it could be drabbanon one guy's. All right, but you're right. You have to come on to it. All right, this is the end of the sugya. So we had the sugya of saita, which was a little over an amid. We spent quite a bit of time, especially because we already spoke about it on Daf Gimel. And here we have the sugya Mazag Rishasai, which is a quick sugya. Next one is Mema Enes, which also is a quick sugya. For Mema Enes, I know you didn't make a laning on it yet. There's a Beis Shmuel, I think it's Kufay and Ches Gimel. Kufay and Gimel Yud Ches, sorry. Kufay and Gimel Yud Ches. Beis Shmuel talks about a Machlekes Rishaini and Rishainim and Mema Enes, and that's, I think, the lumdis of the next sugya. What I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the Kal V'Chaymer. Because Kal V'Chaymer is just one of my favorite topics. I always have problems with Kal V'Chaymer, and when you have problems with things, it's a carrot. Somebody that goes geschmack and easy never becomes a forget it and everything. The kavachaim is our kavachaim is always give trouble, and therefore for me a kavachaim is a nice sugya. I'd like to speak out just a shas inyan of kavachaim that has to do with this gemara as well. I think you all know two unique things about a kavachaimer. I think you all know that Adam don kavachaimer me'atzmai. You don't have to have a mesira on a kavachaimer. You could be done a kavachaimer on your own, even if it doesn't say anywhere. You have to think it through, make sure it's correct. But Adam don kavachaimer la'atzmai. A person has a right to say a kavachaimer on his own. Not so with a hekish or gzereshava. But kavachaimer unique among the shleish asimidu shaitayin joshes ben adam don kavachaimer me'atzlay. Now that's a klal which is emes. I don't think anybody argues with. There's another rule about kavachaimers that ain't oinchim in adim. Now this is a machlaikis. I think it's one of the Abaye Rava machlaikis in the Shas. Rabbiya holds ancient min adim. We pass and like Rava, ain't ancient min adim. We don't give an einish based on a kalvachaymer. We don't give misa. We don't give malchus based on a kalvachaymer. Why? Why don't we give ancient based on a kalvachaymer? Why should that be? It's, a kavachaim is like every other midah, and every other midah, hekish, exereshava, you give einchim. So why is there such a cloud that ain't einchim in adin that you don't give a kavach, you don't give an einish for a kavachaim? Does anybody remember? Anybody remember why ain't einchim in adin? What? So there are two explanations. The Marsha's explanation is that maybe it's not enough of a kapara. Let's give an example. What's an example of Ein Einchim in Adin? If somebody is Mayel Behegdish, B'Shaigeg, he has to pay an extra Chaimish. If someone uses Hegdish, B'Shaigeg, he has to pay back whatever he took, plus a fifth more. As I state in the Torah, someone's Mayel B'Shaigeg, when is he Mayel B'Nezid? He's Mayel Behegdish purposely. He goes deliberately and he takes an apple that belongs to Hegdish and he eats it. Does he have to pay a chaimish? I would say it's a kavachaimer. Madach if he's mayel behegdish b'shaigeg. He has to be maisev chaimish. So if he's mayel behegdish b'meizid, he has to be maisev chaimish. What's wrong with that kavachaimer? Sounds like it's a very simple kavachaimer, no? So mayel behegdish b'shaigeg, you have to eat a chaimish, you have to pay like 1 1/5. So if you mail bagish b'meizid, you have to pay back 1 1/5. So the Marsha says, no. Marsha and Sanhedrin of Sam of Dalid says no. May we only give einshin if it's a kapara for the person. An avera b'shaygeg, a smaller avera, maybe a chaimish is enough of a kapara. An avera b'meizid, the chaimish is not going to be enough to be mechaper. We don't give einchim if it's not a kapara for a person. We don't stop punish people. In Eilam Hazad, there are no punishments done. Punishment is only when it brings kapara. And the nail is up to Marsha, ain einchim min adin. You can't go from a smaller thing to a bit. Mochamer is taka kavachaimer. But who says that from a kavachaimer that the bigger einish is appropriate to be a kapara? That's the Marsha's reason. There's a second reason, which is brought in the Klolei Hamidais, in the back of Brachis, in the Shas Brachis. There's a section, Klolei, there has Chavdal Midas. The Klolei Hamidas, there's a Pirish on the side called Midas Aaron. And there, he brings a different Svara. Why Ein Einchim Min Adin? Says because on a kalvachaymer you're never sure you're right. There might be a pircha. We know in Shas, the Gemara says Kavachaymer, it says Pircha. On a Kavachaymer, you can never really be certain. Because maybe there's a Pircha to the Kavachaymer. Maybe tomorrow you'll wake up and you'll remember a Pircha. So what's going to happen? You give someone Misa. Tomorrow you wake up, oi, there was a Pircha on the Kavachaymer. What are you going to do now? He's dead. We're not certain that the Kavachaymer is correct. So that we can't give Einshim based on a Kavachaymer. This is the machlokes that's brought everybody who talks about Einshim and Adin, all the Kwale Svarim and the Bachanan all over the place. They bring these two Svaris for Ein Einshim and Adin, either the Marshah Svara or that it might not be a Kapara, or the Svara of the Midas Aaron that it might have a Percha. Nafkamina, one nafkamina is, if from a mamatzinu, you could give an Einish. Mamatzinu are two equal things. When you have a mamatzinu, could you give an Einish based on a mamatzinu? Like the Marsha, you could. If two things are equal, so you don't have the Marsha's reason. So then you could say a mamatzinu, and you could do that, you could do it. If you hold like the Midas Aaron's reason, maybe it has a percha, so mamatzinu also. He's saying, just like this, so to this. Maybe there's a difference he didn't think of. This is the raid on this topic. There's a nice arichas on it in the Birchas Avram, above a Kamed Av Beis. It talks there by the different mazikin. It says, ki yiftach ishbar, ki yichra ishbar. Why need a pasuk? If you open a bar, you chayiv. So certainly if you dig a bar, you chayiv. It should be a kavachayim. So if you hold a nashim and adin, that would explain it. And that's how it comes into Bava Kama. Rabbi Chanan in Kedushin Dav Dalid, I think it's Oistez Zayin in the Rabbi Chanan, asks a kasha on the kavachaymas in Shas, such as the one we just had, which have to do with arayas. Now, the Shas is full of kavachaymas. There are kavachaymas for every mitzvah entire. But when anything that has to do with now and I'm done and I'm finished, I could understand the kavachaymer. I shecht the bird. So I know if you shecht one simin on a bird, you only shecht one simin, it's kosher. So if one simin is kosher, if I shecht two simin, it's a kosher. It's kavachaymer. What's the outcome of it? I'm going to eat the meat. Maybe I'll think of a percha tomorrow. Okay, today, kachi daka shel Torah. You paskin one way, if that's the way paskin paskin, you paskin. Tomorrow, the paskin argue with the next generation, so then they hold differently. So for generations, they hold mayavi, you mayavi, and then they hold mayavi, you mayavi, they could change. But we're saying that in Einshim and Adin, like the Midas Aaron's reason, is to have an outcome that might have a pircha, we can't do. To have an outcome in Einish that has a pircha, we can't do that. We can't be sure we're right. Frecht Rabbi Chanan, so what do you do with Kal V'Chaimis that have to do with Arayis, that have to do with a woman being mutter to her husband? What are you going to do with it? Let's say I would have a Kal V'Chaimer on something where, based on the Kal V'Chaimer, she's mutter to her husband, and without the Kal V'Chaimer, she's also to her husband. How can I rely on such a Kal V'Chaimer? Creating Mamzerim or creating Issa Me'ah to his wife should be just as Chamor as any other Einish. So Rabbi Chanan struggles with it. The truth is, he doesn't have to say a teretz. He brings a Ran who seems to say. The Ran in Hilchas Nedarim on a certain type of neder says, Ein Einshim and Adin, there's no Einish there, it's just talking about a halacha. It can't be. In Shas, we always have Kavachaymas, even though there's a Taitzah that comes out of it. So Rabbi Chanan asks this kasha, how does it work? If you hold Ein Einshim and Adin means we can never be sure, it says Takachua, halacha has to do with today and it's finished. So I pass it for today. Halacha is going to have to do just like Einshim, so creating Mamzeira should also be a problem. So this is a Shtaka Kasha on the Midas Aaron. Obviously, like the Marsha, it's good. Like the Marsha, it's only Ein Einshim and Adin, it might not be a Kapara. Everything else, you could. So the Birchas Avraham says a teretz. It's hard really to come up with an absolutely satisfying teretz. The kasha is a starker kasha. Birchas Avraham answers the following. He says, just like an eid echad could say this is meat is treif, and if someone eats it later he gets malchus. But we spoke about this often last year, that an eid echad could say this is meat. If someone comes later and eats it, he gets malchus. I was getting malchus based on that eid echad. Teretz is the eid echad paskins ice, and you go weiter. So Birchas Avraham says the same thing. If the Kal V'Chaimer is for the Einish, we ain't not Shimon Adin. If the Kal V'Chaimer is for a halacha, we pass in that halacha. Later, it will come out. Whatever comes out, comes out. Just like an Eid Echad is not good enough to give an Einish. But if he says this is Trey, we trust him, and then you give Einish him later. Same thing here. Basically, that's the Taitzah of the Birchas Avraham. The Nekuda I wanted to mention, which I really wanted to plug in a little more here, and I'll explain to you how, is this idea. The idea that there's such a concept that Kal V'Chaimer were nervous about, might have a pircha, were nervous about Kal V'Chaimer, so we're careful where we use Kal V'Chaimer. That's the Midas Aaron's rule. Let's go to Yibam. Now think it through. Is there any downside in this Kal V'Chaimer? Is this Kal V'Chaimer like eating a piece of meat? Or is this Kal V'Chaimer like creating Mamzer? What's the Kal V'Chaimer? B'mutala Asura, she's also Tagrusha, to her original husband. Basla Koshke, she's Zicha B'Yasa to the brother-in-law, and therefore what? And therefore, the way we touch up the Gemara is saying she should have a Din Erva, and Mazag Rishas, she should pater a Tzara. And that's what the Gemara here is saying. Is there a big downside in patering a Tzara from a Kal V'Chaimer? Is there really a big deal here? A person could argue, no, there's not such a big deal. Pater Mitzara, what's a big deal? It's not going to, what's it going to affect? She's going to go out and marry somebody. And maybe she's not allowed to. It's like eating a vela, no one's there. There's a chalois of kedushin. So it's not such a big deal. However, later in the Masechta, I think it's at Tzadik Beis, Rav holds that a Yavam L'Shuk, there's no Tfisus Kedushin. We tak a paskin, if Yavam is married to Shuk, it's alive, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal to be ever alive. We rely on a Kal V'Chaimer, there are no consequences. But there are consequences like Rav. According to Rav, a Yavam L'Shuk, there's no Tfisus Kedushin. There'll be a big nafkamina, this Kal V'Chaimer. She goes out, she's Makabel Kedushin. Is she an Eishas Ish or is she an Eishas Ish? Based on the Kal V'Chaimer, she is an Eishas Ish. Without the Kal V'Chaimer, she's not an Eishas Ish. Someone's Mizana, he's going to get Nisa, based on the Kal V'Chaimer. What I want to say is that this Gemara's Kal V'Chaimer, like one Amayra, is problematic with the Mahalach of the Midas Aaron. Ledina, it's not a problem. We pass it like Shmuel, Kedushin Taifsi. But there would be a time, and I might relate whom this Kal V'Chaimer would be a problem. What do I gain? Now, what I'm saying is, this Kal V'Chaimer may not be L'Kuli Alma, which is not terrible. It's Ibaya in the Gemara. The Gemara is not Pashid Ibaya. Like Rav, it's not an Ibaya. It's Keferba. But what I would want it to if with this, I'll have to start this the last minute. I'll say it once. What I want it to if is there may be Amiram that don't hold it a Kal V'Chaimer. Then maybe I'm wrong with on hold of it, because something bothered me in this Gemara. The Gemara here has this Kal V'Chaimer by Mazag Rishasai. B'mutala Asura b'asola l'koshke. Why didn't the Gemara say the same thing by Saita? The exact Kal V'Chaimer makes sense by Saita. A Saita becomes also to a husband. B'mutala Asura. So the Tzara l'koshke. Why is there a sugi in the Gemara that doesn't go with this Kal V'Chaimer? Right, the Gemara still has an Ibaya, what's the din of the Tzara? So on the Tzad, that Tumah is not enough, the Gemara Tzad, that the Tumah is not enough to make Asa to the Tzara. On that Tzad, why didn't the Gemara say that I have a Kal v'Chomer? I didn't want to say a Kal v'Chomer. That's a lot for the last minute. What I'd like you to do, though, is to know the two tzedakim and the Kal v'Chomer, the two ideas of why an Eitzim and Hadin. It's a, like I said, it's a Shas idea. This last Nakuda, I'll come back in the beginning of Shia to try to present it from scratch. But I will learn Mimenis tomorrow. It doesn't go too far down. It goes down to Eilinis. So please stay ahead of me.